All right, this is the non-cursy one. Hi, everyone. My name is Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius. What is this show?
From Parts Unknown, and this is Asian Cult Cinema.
Oh, okay, good. This isn't Slow Robot.
Nope. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Asian Cult Cinema. And this, what is
nobody else has this show.
This is show 74.
Wow, big 75 next week.
Next week, yeah.
And you got a great one planned, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, did you bring a flash drive? Or are you going to get it?
No,
you just got it?
I forgot. I'm going to grab it.
Yes, I did find it pretty... Looks pretty tight.
Yeah, okay. So, today's no slouch, though.
No.
Next week is, yeah.
So this is, of course, the movie. We talk about Asian cult cinema and whatever else. And
by that we mean Asian B movies.
Yes. As B as we can find.
We're not going to go into Yojimbo or, you know, or In the Realm of the Senses.
I know. And, you know, there was some times where I was like, I should do Sword of Doom. Or the Fortress, because those are like, but those are almost like those are classic.
Yeah,
you know?
That's like Criterion movies.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever.
One day.
Cult isn't, it's not B movie technically, but generally it's our show's B movie.
We also watch about 3 to 4 movies a week for those shows. So the ambition to read a movie is pretty low.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That is a problem. Now, I'm not a purist by any means. I know some people that listen to Asian Cult Cinema and some people out there that love Asian cinema in general only read the movies. Like they would never listen to the dub stuff, but I don't mind it, to be honest with you.
I even like to read the movies if they're in English, just because I love to read. No, I'm just kidding.
Good, yes.
I wouldn't do that.
That's why most of our B-movies start with a long roll that just has talking.
If you're deaf, being able to read the movie is a very good thing. You know, I'm being serious, so you know, it's good that they have subtitles, even if they're in English, if you can't hear.
You know what the weirdest thing about that is? A lot of times, I've had numerous exchange students live with me, most of them from Japan. Many, many times, they would always leave the English subtitles on because it's easier to read than to hear.
Yeah.
We talk very fast. And that's when I go to Japan at the end of this year, even though I know Japanese to some degree, it's pretty tough because they're talking fast. And I find myself reading the subtitles even in English. Like, it's an English movie, or it's an American movie with English subtitles, and I'm still drawn to read those, and I don't know why. Like, I don't watch it when there's words down there. I'm always reading the words, too. It detracts quite a bit.
I still want to do one day, but I don't feel like it's too much of an effort. Like some B-movie that was never dubbed in English and giving it, like, a goofball subtitle. Then you're like, just make everything sound really wrong and stupid.
I always wondered if we...
Cause it's like, What's Up Tiger Lily, but with subtitles opposed to dubbing, you know
just,
what I mean?
Why not?
Copyright Morbius Enterprises and Clown Shoes Productions,
dude, you do it one time and it'd be so funny. And if people watch it, they're like, this isn't what this says.
It's just a pain in the butt to do that.
Yeah, and I always kind of also thought, if we got a hold of a script, we have the equipment right here. And I know I have enough voice actors around that we could actually
dub 420 again.
No, start doing our own. We could do the English dubs of movies.
Sure.
And put them out ourselves. Like, take a B movie that's
need
in
somebody to
Japanese.
Translate it.
Yeah, but that's not so hard anymore. A lot of the scripts are actually floating around out there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, you just we could do it, but I don't know.
But we could do a lot of things, but we don't.
But I work like 70 hours a week and have no lunches and
exactly.
I'm killing myself right now. So
it's gonna be a little difficult.
No thanks.
That's all right.
Plus, I'm also
and you got 3 podcasts or 4 podcasts. And,
and I'm also a proprietor of a side business of Daddy-O's screen printing.
Yeah.
And also, I'm lazy.
Yeah, and you need time to get drunk too.
And not much. Sometimes, every now and then.
Not that much anymore.
No time.
Wow.
Yeah, tell
those
me about
the
it.
Days, man.
I know.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Asian Cult Cinema, what have we picked for this week's endeavor?
We picked the middle one, which is the last one we're going to do, of the Blood Island trilogy, which might be the best one, called The Mad Doctor of Blood Island.
Mad Doctor of Blood Island.
Rated GP, general public.
Full
because
frontal.
This movie has nudity, mega gore, and, you know,
animal sacrifice.
Dead goats and
here's
a story about this movie. I think I watched it, but I'm not sure. But I know friends of mine did back in like late 70s or whatever. Somebody had this on a local TV station, and nobody thought to edit the opening scene. And the opening scene is a naked woman running through the forest with this like camera going like, that's the weird gimmick of the movie.
Pulsating gimmick was the green camera. Blood that you drank first.
Oh, the oath of the green blood at the beginning. Yeah, that was the gimmick of the movie.
I looked that up online to see.
And people got sick off that green blood too. They actually drank it.
They did?
Yeah, they got sick off it. It was some garbage or whatever. So yeah, good for you. Hopefully nobody ever drank it. But yeah.
So yeah, this is a pretty weird movie. Like you said, this is the middle one because we were watching this. I was like, we did this one before.
Yeah.
And I was watching. I was like, no, but yes.
No, but yes. It seems like. It seems like Beast of Blood that we watched recently.
And it kind of seems
up
like
after the other one. It kind of seems like something else.
What was the other one? Was the first one?
Brides of Blood.
Yeah. We've watched the trilogy here, and I think.
And in Slow Robot.
And Slow Robot. And they're all different, but not different. Like, they're very similar, but they're just different enough that they are different, you know?
Yeah. It's the same idea.
I'm stroking it out, and I was
Blood
like.
Blood Island. Well, that's like last week with Atomic Cyborg.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I was worried too, but I double checked, and we never did it on Slow Robot, and I'm pretty sure we never did it on Asian. So I was like, let's just finish them off.
Because the boat scene I was thinking of was like this first boat scene was from the Bride of Blood or whatever, where that beast was
Beast
there,
of Blood. Well, this is
picked
like
up right after.
This was like right before.
Yeah.
Beast of Blood. So we watched them backwards. We should watch this one first because at the end of this one
is when the teaser for the next one comes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So it was.
And the ending is weird because did you notice something about the ending of this movie? Where it's like at the end of the movie, like they're on the boat leaving, and it's got him, John Ashley, and Angelique Pettyjohn looking at the camera. All of a sudden, they turn around and they walk away, like, you know, arm in arm.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to the guy, the young Filipino guy. And then the ship guy, and they're like looking at each other, and then they walk away going like, "What? When did that happen? What does that mean?
See?
I don't know.
Lovers.
I don't know.
In the night.
But then, anyway.
Then the last.
But anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We sure are. Who needs any of that? I'll tell you what, we're not getting ahead of. We're getting ahead of a break.
Okay.
Here's a break, and we're coming back. We're gonna rip through this movie.
One break coming up.
Sure.
For that stupid song.
Hey guys, one more thing. Hey, this summer, when you're being inundated with all this American bicentennial 4th of July brouhaha, don't forget what you're celebrating, and that's the fact that a bunch of slave-owning, aristocratic white males didn't want to pay their taxes.
Today's young people find it fascinating to dabble in the supernatural.
How would you feel about driving a wooden stake through somebody's heart? Because they think you and I are going to have to kill Count Yorga.
It's conceivable that Paul and Erica might have turned into vampires. That's true, we'll have to kill them too.
Count Yorga Vampire is a horror-haunting tale of today that could happen to you. Count Yorga Vampire is not of the past, it is now. See Count Yorga Vampire, rated GP, parental guidance suggested.
Guys, come on. I know the food's a little different here, but it's actually good and good for you. We don't serve it with any grease or fat.
If we pay extra, could we maybe get some grease or fat?
All right. We are back from break. We're ready to rock and roll. Boy, this is... So what? This movie...
Mad Doctor of Blood Island.
1968. It's Philippine Crazy.
Made by Hemisphere Pictures, yeah. Starring John Ashley, Angelique Pettyjohn, who later on to do Dirty Movies.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Right. You know the doctor? He was the bald headed vampire in the blood drinker. But he looks cooler
He
looks cooler with a bald head and the shades, man.
For sure.
And that girl Alicia Alonso, she's
in TV now.
She is.
I looked her up.
She's hot stuff.
She was really sexy and crazy as can be. You know, and that one that oddly enough, the one that you said went on to do Dirty Movies. She showed the least amount of boobs.
Angelique Pettyjohn. Yeah.
She showed some at that one scene.
Well, that one scene at the end where she gets it on with John.
Oh, my God. And this was GP?
This was a general. Your dad and mom would have could have taken you.
I remember that was the scene where then it was they started like just having sex and you're like
yeah.
And I was like, oh, because I was thinking about the stuff with the
Well, there was decapitations and innards being like thrown all over the place.
Oh yeah, the mom when she got killed by that guy is so gross.
Yeah, they got away with that.
This was a nasty.
It was
movie.
Like the censors weren't that strict back then. Either that or. You know, the producers were like, hey, here's a couple of bucks.
Let it
pretend
go.
Pretend you didn't see it.
So anyway, we're
back on Blood Island.
Yep, they got off the boat, and the usual...
The girl's looking for her dad, who's disappeared, you know. And then he's a doctor working on another island. And so, they found some kind of residue somewhere.
Some
kind of like either radiation or some kind of weird right. He's going there to see what's going on.
Right.
You know? So of course they land on the island and then all the movies the same thing. The natives are waiting for them right on the island. It's like, look, somebody's coming.
Remember the last one where that girl slaps John Agar
or John Ashley.
Oh,
yeah.
John Ashley, sorry. I keep saying John Agar because
close.
I have John Agar on the brain, you know.
Close.
So
then there's a young guy who wants to see whose dad died, and he's coming there to see a Filipino guy.
He's trying to talk his mom out of
coming back.
Saying, come on, let's go off this dumb island that you're on. Let's go back home.
Yeah,
he's there to save the mom. The girl's there to find her long-lost dad now that her mom's dead. Yeah, drunk dad. And the
doctor is just investigating what's going on.
Yeah, and he's just kind of like, well, don't expect a whole lot from your dad. You haven't talked to him for a while.
Yeah.
There might be a reason he's not here.
Yeah,
you know?
He doesn't want to see you for a reason, so.
And there is a reason. He's a drunk.
Yeah.
And a peeping Tom.
Yeah.
He sneaks out and watches our girl swim naked.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and I was like, wow, this is just like Back to the Future. Both dads were turned out to be peeping Toms.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A lot of cross there. No, not just one. That one thing, I guess.
So they get on the island, and they're met with the locals. And, you know, he tells them that he's looking for... The Filipino guy's looking for his mom, and she's either living or married with this Dr. Lorca guy.
She's living with him.
Who's a scientist. Yeah. And the girl's like, you know, looking for her dad.
Dr. Morbius actually threw up the air quotes when he said scientist. So.
Yeah, as in mad scientist. And it's like, yeah. And she's like, oh, yeah, we know where your dad is. Yeah, and her dad's like stumbling to see her or whatever. And she's like, oh, dad, ooh, boy, dad,
he falls face down in the sand. Remember that? You're like, wow, that's an entrance right there, baby.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I need to go where the government place is to do the investigations or whatever. And they're like, okay.
And they start unpacking boxes of his equipment. Remember that? Doctors traveled with a lot of equipment back then, you know.
The thing about this movie that's different from the Beast of Blood, there's a lot of, like, little dramatic storylines going on. There's, relationship. He's falling in love with Alicia Alonso. The mother and him, the mother doesn't want to go back. There's what's going on with Dr. Lorca, and then, like, he's looking for, Native girls.
Alluded to her, like, playing doctor with the son of that woman.
Yeah.
When they were kids. But then she's all like, well, now we can go on adventures now. I'll make you a man kind of thing. And you're like, wow.
But she was also, as you find out later, she was also connected with the dad.
Yeah, she's sleeping with the dad.
She got around that girl.
And that she alluded to, like, the dad was the one that, like, touched her when she was a child
and ruined her.
Because
she never did it with anybody after that, she said.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a shame.
There's all such a weird, like, dysfunction junction going on in this place or whatever.
Marla.
Yeah, Marla.
She's Alicia Alonso, Marla. And she's very pretty. She was the one that bared it all most. But she was also... She played that kind of crazy that's like, ooh, you're bad news crazy.
Kind of, yeah. Like, she had that look in her eyes. Like,
she was a psycho, and she told everyone she was a psycho, and she was a psycho. So it was like, huh.
Yeah.
She stuck to her guns. She was comfortable in her own skin.
Yeah, her own sarong, I think, which she never took off.
Yeah.
Everybody else is dressed normal. She's got like, oh, I'm Polynesian.
And
okay.
Just walking around, and you're like, wait, what are you now? Who are you?
Yeah, where'd you... So that's going on. And then, like, these green guys start showing up, and they're like, oh, what the hell is this all about?
Zombie town.
Yeah, zombie town. We got to test these guys. What's all this?
Because then when you read this... Now... you alluded to it earlier, that like right in the beginning they show the naked girl running around, and they just start doing this in and out, like this strobe effect where the camera's going like in and out real fast.
Yeah.
Whenever the monster's around, it starts doing that, and you go, please stop. You know, it makes your head hurt kind of.
Yeah. And the first scene, like we said, it was just the monster chasing this girl, and he cuts her up at the end, and then you get the titles, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, weird.
Okay, we're in for a horror movie. There's no doubt about that, you know.
The daughter's trying to talk to her, the dad, while the doctor's there, and he's drunk still, and they're like, have some soup. They have a really soup-heavy agenda in this movie. It's mentioned like 3 times, we should have some soup. I don't know what that's about, but whatever.
They didn't show any Campbell soup.
No, it wasn't like...
I didn't look like it was sponsored by anybody.
Sponsored by soup. Soup, won't you? Thank you.
So they see the green guy... And then, like, okay, well, we'll have to sedate him and see what's going on. Let's go to dinner. So everybody's at dinner. And then all of a sudden they hear, like, some tribal drums. And they go, oh, that's the tribal drums. Oh, yeah, that's the natives. They're doing the festival to get rid of the evil one.
Yeah, but fertility, sex, slaughter the animals.
An orgy, basically.
It was an orgy where they killed animals. And you're like,
wow. They screw and then they killed animals.
I'm on board for half of this. The other half. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And that goes on for like 3 minutes of like gyrating. And this is like remember last week we got like the Japanese sprockets dance? This is like the Polynesian fertility dance with sacrificial pig and lamb or whatever. I don't know.
It's the surf and turf version of a fertility dance. You know?
Yeah, and then after you think the dead animal, okay, then all of a sudden they cut back to one last shot of a dead pig. You're like, oh! Thank you for another, you know, even the producer said that shouldn't have been in there, but, you know.
It's like, I don't know what we were doing that week. But, it wasn't a good time for anybody.
Whatever. You know.
And you know at the end of this movie, there was no animals were hurt during the making of this. Animals were hurt during the making of this.
Oh, yeah. They were eaten.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It wasn't like they just killed them for nothing. There was lamb chops and, you know, pork roast.
Craft table. That was the craft table. They probably just killed him right on the craft table. And they didn't even bother, like...
Anyway.
You're welcome, everyone.
Anyway.
So now it's kind of in high gear because the doctor's all... Or the evil doctor, mad doctor, he's all Lord like, God. Oh... He's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll come back and take care of this green guy. And the other guy's like, that's not quite right, you know.
So then, like, the son, like, starts rummaging through the house and he finds this... That a letter from his dad dated like 62. When they go to the grave of the dad, they see 61.
December 51, and he's like, wait, that's not right.
That's not
and he
right.
goes nuts and rips through the house. Then he finds it.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, yeah, it's February. So, all right, well, we're going
to. So then they decide to exhume his coffin.
Everything involves an exhuming a body.
Yes, exactly.
All right, we're going to take a trailer break. We'll be right back with the finale of The Mad Doctor of Blood Island. Can you imagine it?
What
all that blood
next?
And madness? And boobs?
Where would Tina Turner be right now if she'd rolled over and said, hit me again, Ike, and put some stank on it?
Dr. Satan and his Shrieks in the Night. If you think you've seen horror shows before, we warn you, this new kind of show is completely unlike anything you have ever seen. The action takes place in the audience. You'll be surrounded by the most hideous horde of horror creatures ever to walk on the earth. You'll see back from their graves, fiendish vampires who drink human blood, living corpses, werewolves, ghost women, 1001 nightmarish creatures. Girls, do you have the nerve to meet the Invisible Man? He puts his arms around you. You can't see him, but you feel his presence. What a new thrill. Dr. Satan hypnotizes everyone in the audience, including you. You'll see the slave maidens at the mercy of hideous beasts. Human sacrifices, death on the slab. So scary, your blood will run cold. Dr. Satan has appeared in person with and startled George Gobel, Donald O'Connor, Orson Welles, Jack Bailey, Art Baker, and many others. Ed Johnson of the New York News wrote, at long last, I have seen a horror show even scarier than advertised. A horror show strictly in a class by itself. If it's thrills you want, thrills you'll get when you see Dr. Satan's Shrieks in the Night.
Let me explain something to you. Whenever you come in here and interrupt me, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me, and it will then take me time to get back to where I was. Understand?
All right, we are back. Oh, my God. So now...
So now they go to exhume the corpse, the coffin of Don Ramon.
This kind of, to me, represents like also a shift in the movie tone.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, not backstory really, but the whole first two acts were kind of like establishing
characters
and prior relationships and stuff like that. But then the middle one was just kind of flopping along. Nothing, a whole lot happened. But it was progressing, but it was just like kind of, oh, let's have soup, and oh, now, you know.
Get to meet everybody, find out what their problems are.
Yeah, like, I don't care, dude.
Get
to the zombies, man.
Yeah.
So now it's third act. Now they dug out this body, and they're like, oh, look, there's not a body in here.
And before they get to, there's like snake, there's all these things like, you know, okay. Yeah. Then this one, they didn't blow the snake's head off like in Brides of Beast of Blood.
No, that made me laugh. The other thing that made me laugh, as soon as I saw that snake come slithering out of that, the above, it's not like an above ground.
Yeah, it's a crypt.
Crypt, but it's like it's a single person crypt. It's like it's a poor person's
crypt.
It's
not a double wide.
Yeah, it's not a double wide. It's just a single wide. So this snake comes out, and the first thing I thought of was when that atomic cyborg karate chopped that snake in half when they were doing the deadly hand. Wrestling.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, the deadly wrestling.
Because the snake is going towards him, and he's like, oh, and then the cyborg went, yeah, and then it chopped the head off. I wish that guy would have done that for that. That would have been great. He didn't, though. So, anyway.
So, now they're like, wait a minute. So, you're right. He's not dead. Okay, we got to find out what's going on.
Yeah, where is this guy? And then Marla comes running out and swoons and acts all goofball. And you're like, what's this about?
Yeah.
Because then you start finding more of this backstory. Like, oh, I loved that guy. And that's why the mad doctor.
You find out that the Ramon had some kind of leukemia. That's why he went to the island. And the doctor was doing experiments with chlorophyll.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Makes perfect sense.
And he basically, like, cured him for a little while anyway.
He turned into a plant monster zombie guy.
So he started deteriorating. And then, you know, maybe he died and maybe he didn't. I don't know.
But she alluded to, like, that she... Marla had sex with that guy, the husband, Ramon, and the mad doctor was like after her.
Yeah.
So that's why he did that to her.
Yeah, I don't know. Kinda. I missed that part.
But then also like, then the mad doctor was having an affair with the wife of the mother. And you're like,
all this incestuous weirdness
crazy.
Going on.
Yeah, it's weird. I was like, what is this? The Stones?
What is this? Peyton Place or something in the Philippines?
What is this? Peyton Manning?
Yeah. Right. So. So then, like, to spice it up a bit, the monster starts showing up again. He goes into the house and he kills the mother.
Brutally
kills the mother.
At first you think he's going to rape her and you're like, I don't want any part of this. And then he just eviscerates her. And you're like, well, I don't want any part of this either, so let's go to another scene.
So then the son comes in and he flips out or whatever. And then,
the son gets punked by this guy. You got a lumbering weird plant monster zombie. You can't take him?
Yeah, and then the monster's going to go kill the son, right?
Yeah.
But then you see a picture of the son falls out.
So funny.
And the monster sees this little baby and him, like, and he's like, can't do that. You know, even though, like, I'm a monster.
He's like, oh, this is my son. So, and then he leaves. The monster goes, oh, and then he, like, leaves, you know. And then the guy wakes up and he's like, well, thank God no one's around to see me be beat up by a plant monster zombie. Then he runs out because he's crying about his mom. And now this is the part that gets a little confusing to me because now the doctor, mad doctor, gets the town folk to arrest.
Yeah, the Ashley and them go out looking for
the plant zombie. Monster.
The plant zombie, and then the town people get arrest them. They're basically accusing them
of killing that one. There was that one guy that got killed, or the father that got killed, right?
Yeah, so it was like John Ashley and the girl's dad and the young guy, and they like get accosted by them, and then but they escape very easily.
Like
from them.
Nothing.
Like nothing.
Yeah. But then I think the dad had prior engagements because he's not in the movie anymore for a while.
No, like, he's not. No.
Does he ever come back?
At the end. Yeah, I think he shows up at
right
the end.
At the end, like for like a pickup shot. But and then also that kid. What's the kid's name? Not is it Ramon?
No, the kid's not Ramon. I forgot what his name was.
So
yeah,
the kid also has this odd sex scene where Marla comes in. And she's like, "Hey, remember how before we were kids and we used to play around?" Well, she climbs into bed with him, and they imply doing something, but she doesn't do anything. And she's like, "Well, I'm done with you," and she leaves. And I was like, "Wow."
Yeah, that was
wow.
Weird.
It was a weird scene, and also they're like. What are we doing here? What are you? Who are you?
Are you just a tease?
Yeah, just to show that she's crazy
or something. Because
you know, she even says that one. The mad doctor comes up and she's like, "Don't forget it. I'm crazy. That means I can do. I'm impulsive. I'll do anything. I'm nuts. I'm wacky." You know, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you are pretty crazy. How about you get away from me?" You know.
So Ashley and them, we're probably missing something, but they come back to the town, and then they decide they're gonna start. Looking around for the mad doctors, see if he's got a lab somewhere. Because remember, he had a ham radio and he couldn't contact town.
Every time
I saw the ham radio, I was thinking about you or whatever.
Yeah, every time he was trying to contact the main island, the plant monster went nuts because it was hurting his ears. The frequency.
Yeah. Right.
So then he comes there and trashes the place. You know,
and then he's him and them start looking for like the doctor's laboratory, and then you see Marla go out. Into the woods, and then she runs into, you know, Don the monster. But the monster doesn't do anything to her. So now you figure out, okay, he knows who she is, and she's probably controlling him to a certain extent.
Yeah, because she comes up to him and she's like, "Now go do my bidding," and he's like, "Okay, I will." You know,
he's like, okay, yeah. So then, like, now the whole hell starts breaking loose.
Yeah.
You know, before John Askey and the other guy goes looking for the lab, they have he has an obligatory love scene with
Pettyjohn
by the fire.
Finally.
Where he rips her top off and he's, you know, yeah, playing.
They're getting down and dirty, which she wasn't showing anything. And that other girl, Marla, was naked like 90% of the time. You're like, okay, well, what's going on here? Then finally she gave it up. And then he was like,
she had to give it up at the end.
Yes, she did.
But only in the theatrical version. For the TV version, cut.
Yeah.
Just maybe like a little bit of messing around and in the face. And, anyway. So after that, they start looking around and they find some kind of laboratory.
Oh, my God, it's a secret laboratory.
It's a secret laboratory. And then they start looking around and... You know, like, what's all this? And there's guys that there's going to experiment on.
There's always guys in cages.
And they had the son was captured, and he's in one of the jail cells, too. So they're like, oh, okay, we got to free you or whatever, you know. But then Lorca shows up.
Party pooper shows up, and his muscle.
And his
that
muscle.
That bald goon. That
Bruno Punzalin, who's in all these movies, too.
All of them. He dies, but doesn't.
Yeah,
weird.
He comes back all the time. So I guess, I forgot if Lorca pulled a gun out. So he goes, "Okay, I got you now. You know, John Ashley, you can't get away from me now. I'm going to like..."
It was the knife fight because
there was a knife fight.
The knife guy, and he had a crowbar. So Ashley had a crowbar, and what's that guy's name? Had the big dude had a knife. That one of those
Bruno
knives.
They
fight a little bit, and then he dies. You know, and then they let everyone go.
And then all of a sudden, like, the place starts catching on fire.
Crazy girl lit it on fire.
Marla comes in with, the monster, Don Ramon, and she lights the place on fire.
She's like, "Hey, remember how I said I was nuts? Watch this. Fire."
And then he grabs the keys from one of the guards who was knocked out or whatever, and he lets everybody out. They run out, and boom, the whole place blows up, they get back on the boat. And that was that weird scene that I was talking about.
It was so funny, though. He runs out, and he's like... "Run! The whole place is gonna go." And I was like, "The whole place is gonna go? It's a cave in a jungle. What do you think's gonna happen? It's gonna smolder a little bit and then nothing."
In the Philippines, things happen. They're different.
I guess caves are made of gasoline and napalm or something. Because I was like, "What's gonna go? What are you talking about, dude? This will smolder and kind of peter out. Like literally, it'll be 20 minutes. It'll be out. I don't know, but whatever."
So then at the end, everybody's on the survivors
They're
are
like,
on the
well,
boat.
See ya.
John Ashley's with people. Angelique Pettyjohn and the young Filipino guy's there. And then the ship hand's there. And they both look at each other and they're like, okay, are they like a couple too? But then the very last shot is they cut to like a boat, a raft on the side.
The lifeboat.
And you see this hand in there with like green blood. And you're like, oh no, this isn't over yet.
Nope, it isn't over.
And there is a sequel, which we watched a few months ago, called Beast of Blood.
It picks up right next to it. Yeah. It literally picks up that next second.
Except the monster looks different in Beast of Blood. It looks kind of better in Beast of Blood.
Yeah, I'd say. So, overall, I don't know. Watch them in order. I'd start with that.
I'd start with Mad Doctor, Beast of Blood, and the first one, Brides of Blood. That's just like, you know, just watch that separately. Because that's like a... That's a different kind of guy thing. These two are more connected because, you know, the one ends and the other one.
The first one was like the true romance where it funded the other two.
But in reality, when Mad Doctor ends, when you see the hand on the boat, when the next one starts, you see that's going on. And that's right, he comes back with a different girl, the Blood Island or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, good, clean, fun. Not really, but you know, not down and dirty exploitation.
Oh yeah, didn't like the animal killing. Loved the nudity,
but
you know, back then
they didn't care. You know?
They didn't care.
Like, we're gonna show you blood and guts, and this is what you want.
When those horses were tripped in the army, they were really tripped on a wire.
Ben-Hur, Silent One. Those horses died, baby. Yeah. Sadly,
gave their lives for cinema,
for cinematic history. But you know, so that's the way it was.
What are you gonna give this one?
Oh, this is one of my favorites. I'll give it an 8.5 or whatever.
I'll go 7.
It's definitely like a good one.
It's a good one. No disrespect. That's just, to me, it's a 7, but it's a good one. It's a good movie.
It's a good example of a Filipino horror movie that they don't make anymore.
For sure. All right, that's going to be it for this week. Any last words? Nothing?
No, next week is number 75, right?
Number 75.
And what do we got? Like man. Ninja.
What do we got?
Ninja in Hollywood or Ninja in the USA? Or
Ninja in the USA, baby.
Isn't that a Springsteen song? Ninja in the USA.
It is. It is for sure, 100%.
Or at least it should be.
Yep. All right, that's it for this week. My name is Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And we're going to see you next week for show 75 with more crazy Asian cult cinema.
In the name of the Lord, we demand entrance to this sacred castle.
You giant English bedwetting cats. I burst my pimples at you and call your door opening request a silly thing. You tiny-brained wafers of other people's bottoms.